The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up? And welcome back to this Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe. Here's a scary stat for you. There are over 2,200 cybersecurity attacks every single day, according to Security Magazine. Do the math, and that breaks down to one cybersecurity attack every 39 seconds. That's insane. Want another insanely scary statistic? There are around 160,000 accounts hacked every single day on Facebook. 160,000 every single day. That's insane. Oh, and by the way, now we're at the 39-second mark of this episode, which means another cybersecurity hack just took place. Now, this episode is not meant to scare you. This episode is not meant to put fear into you, to stop using the internet altogether, and to pack up all your bags, move away to a remote desert location, and operate your business via pen and paper. Instead, this episode is going to be a quick tip to deal with the ever-present problem of cybersecurity with social media and just running a business online. Now, in this episode, I will not be covering cybersecurity to prevent being hacked. And by that, I mean like password security, ways to protect your account, two-factor authentication, things like that, like the actual steps that we take to keep our accounts secure. If that is a topic that you're interested in, you can let us know by either leaving a review on this podcast saying that that is something you would like us to cover, or you can send myself or my mom a message on social media saying that you would like us to cover that topic in the future. Instead, this episode is going to be about another strategy for protecting yourself from the inevitability, which is that eventually, one day, we will all be hacked. Eventually, one day, we will all lose access to accounts. Our accounts will be disabled. We will lose access to our internet. Our computer will break. Things will go wrong. And that's what today's episode is going to be focused on. Really, what this boils down to is the idea of not putting all of your eggs in one basket. That's the tip that this episode is centered around. Don't put all of your eggs in one basket. It's an analogy that basically means if you are collecting eggs that were laid by your chickens, you don't want to put them all in one basket, because what happens if you accidentally drop that basket? Well, now you don't have any eggs left. So instead, even if you just put a couple in a separate basket, now at least if you drop one of your baskets, you still have a few left over. Think about it like storing things away for a rainy day. That's another analogy that people like to use when it comes to finances. Tucking some money away, hiding some money from yourself, so that if there's ever an unexpected expense, you have some money saved up. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. How does this work on social media? How does this work in building a business online? Well, I want to tell you a story. Recently, a good friend of mine, Lucas O'Keefe, who is a fellow Instagram marketing expert, he had his account wrongly disabled. He had over 175,000 followers, and he was even on very good terms with the Instagram staff. He recently had a private one-on-one conversation with Instagram staff members, getting the opportunity to kind of, you know, pick their brains and figure out a little bit more in depth about how the algorithm works. So this guy literally had the opportunity to speak to Instagram staff members. That's something that almost no one ever gets to do. All of that happened, and yet he still had his account wrongfully disabled for 72 hours. That means for about 3 days, he couldn't post on Instagram, he couldn't post stories, he couldn't communicate with his followers in any way. He couldn't even log into his account. This was from no fault of his own. He did nothing wrong. There was no sketchy behavior, he didn't log out, nothing. He literally just one day couldn't log into his Instagram account. This might remind you of a story from, gosh, almost 10 years ago now, when my mom was hacked and lost thousands and thousands of followers. They hacked into her Twitter. They hacked into her Instagram. It was scary. I remember that time. Literally, we feared as a family for our safety because these hackers knew our address. They knew our credit card numbers. They had pizza delivered to our house to mess with us. There was some scary stuff going on. And I don't need to go into that full story. If you know it, then you know how crazy it was. If not, then I recommend scrolling back through the podcast and finding when we've talked about that, because that was an absolutely crazy story. But all of this is just to say, it can happen to anyone at any time. Not only can you get hacked or wrongfully disabled at any time, you can also just randomly have your account deleted. The algorithms can change. You could wake up one day and suddenly the platform has decided that it's closing up shop. Like, imagine if right now while you're listening to this, suddenly Instagram decided, nope, you know what? We're done. We're closing Instagram. You might lose access to all of your followers that you've spent weeks or months or maybe even years growing that account. And so if all of your eggs are in one basket, that's a very scary position to be in. And it's even more scary to be in that position when the basket that's holding all your eggs is something that you don't own. You don't own your Instagram followers. Heck, I would venture to say you don't even own your Instagram account. You're operating on borrowed land. You're basically leasing out your Instagram account from Instagram. You're leasing out your platform on TikTok from TikTok. You're leasing out your Twitter followers or your YouTube subscribers from the platform. It's like having all of your eggs in a basket, but then you're not even the one who is holding the basket. You're trusting someone else to hold the basket. That is a very scary position to put yourself in. So there's a few ways that I would recommend spreading out your eggs. First of all, you can be on different social media platforms. Now, it's still a little bit scary because you're still trusting someone else to hold your basket, but at least you're trusting different people to hold different baskets. If all you're doing is building your following on one platform, then again, all of your eggs are in one basket. But if you're building your following on, let's say, Instagram and Snapchat, now at least you're a little bit more diversified. So with that in mind, here's a few ways that you could very easily, with hardly producing any more content or, you know, adding any more to your plate, that you can very easily start to diversify and put some of your eggs in a few different baskets. The first one, probably the easiest one, probably the one that you're already thinking of, you can take Reels and put them on TikTok or vice versa. Reels and TikTok are basically the exact same kinds of content. They're quick, short, vertical videos on social media. It is very easy to take TikToks and post them as Reels, or take your Reels and post them on TikTok. Similarly, YouTube and IGTV are very similar. So if you're already taking horizontal long-form video for YouTube, you might as well have an editor cut that down and make it into an IGTV as well. Heck, you could even have the audio removed from your YouTube video and share it as a podcast. Another way that you can diversify and put your eggs in multiple baskets is by live streaming on multiple platforms. There's a few different apps or services that will allow you to do this. There's StreamYard is probably the most popular one, and that will basically allow you to go live on multiple social medias at the same time. That way you could go live on, let's say, Facebook and Instagram and YouTube all at the same time. Another idea of a way that you can diversify your content or your social media strategy is take your text posts on Instagram and turn them into tweets, or vice versa. I know all the time I take tweets, I screenshot them, and I post them on Instagram. That's producing two kinds of content in only one sitting, so that saves me time and effort, but also it's making sure that I'm serving followers on different platforms. So that if one day I wake up and my Instagram has been hacked or deleted or whatever, I still have a following on a different social media. Another example of this is taking blog posts and turning them into email content. And that brings me to my next point, which is probably the most important point I can make, which is that you need to be building your email list. Your email list or your contact list or your text list, whatever you want to call it, it's basically a list of leads that you have a way of contacting that you own. You own your address book. If you're a customer of mine or my mom's or the Insta Club Hub, then we have your name, your email, maybe even your address or your phone number, and we own that. You have given us the right to that information by checking the little box when you sign up for our email list or any of the products. In that way, we now own that information. So while some people might argue that email marketing isn't as sexy as, say, an Instagram reel is, it's a lot sexier in terms of a security standpoint. You can take away my Instagram. You can take away my TikTok. You can take away my access to every social media app, delete every post I've ever made, and make every single person who's ever followed me unfollow me. But you can't take away my email list. I own my email list. Those are people who I can contact at any time. Those are people who I can send out an email broadcast to, I can serve, I can teach, I can nurture, I can sell to at any time because I own my email list. And that's why probably the safest place to put your eggs is in your email list. That's why my mom and myself are constantly preaching, yes, build a social media following, but also build your email list at the same time. Don't wait until you have 100,000 or 10,000 or a million followers to start building your email list. You need to start building your email list alongside your social media following. I don't care if you only have 200 followers on Instagram right now. It's time to start building your email list. Well, Brock, I don't know what to send them. Send them an in-depth version of what you would post on social media. I do that all the time. I'll make an Instagram post and I'm like, hey, this was well received by my Instagram audience. So I'm going to go deeper into this topic on my email list. You don't need to email your list every single day. And heck, you don't even necessarily need to email them every single week, but just start building an email list. I know this is something that we've covered in the past here on Build Your Tribe. If you would like us to cover it in the future, just like I said earlier about the whole cybersecurity thing, again, you can leave us a review of this podcast and just let us know, mention in the review that you would like us to cover email list building strategies more in the future. Or you can also reach out to us via Instagram or TikTok or whatever social media you prefer. So again, the safest thing to do is to put your eggs in multiple baskets and even take that a step further, put it in a basket that you have control over, that you can hold on to, that you can be sure, I have my hands on this email list. I have my hands on this basket and I'm not going to drop it. That way you cover all of your bases and you protect yourself so that inevitably one day when you are hacked or when you do wrongfully lose access to your account or when the algorithm does change and suddenly you can't get any of your followers to see your posts, you still have a way to contact your audience. And as always, happy networking.
This edition of Build Your Tribe was brought to you by InstaClub Hub. What is it? It is a membership. That means you log in and all of your lessons are there, but everything pertains only to Instagram. Full disclosure, we don't teach business funnels. We don't teach sales conversions. We don't teach email marketing. That is Marketing and Bat Academy. But if you're like, my social media is at the root cause of why my business isn't growing, and I know I need to master Instagram, well, you should check it out because we are giving people amazing results, like insane results, because we really have a great time studying this stuff. So check it out. Go to InstaClubHub.com right now, and we keep you up to date and current. You will grow your Instagram. I promise you that.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.